So during our Spiritual Gifts Discovery series, each week we've seen interview videos that Katrina Johns, our equipping coordinator, has conducted, interviewing people at Bethel about their gifts. And we've been able to hear, I don't know, at least from 40 people about their gifts and how they've used their gifts. This week's a little different. Got a little bit of a different take on this week, and this is really a general one about how are you going to use your gift. Special thanks to Audrey and Jocelyn and Kylie and director Katrina Johns. So yeah, are you using your gifts? God gives us gifts, but there's a lot of times when we don't use them, and life might be different if we did use them. And but then also want you to be thinking about, you know, celebrating your gifts. We've been doing this whole series to help us to recognize who we are, who God has made us to be, And to recognize how he could be using us in the congregation, in our families, our friends, out in the community. How's God going to use our gifts? But maybe let's back up for a second before we talk about evangelism and just realize, why would God give us gifts? Why would he give us these gifts? And it's what we have in our readings today, the Ezekiel reading and the Luke reading. It shows you the heart of God. And the heart of God is to come and to find us, to seek and to save us when we get lost. to find us and save us from sin and death. That's his heart. And his heart is also about using us to be part of that work, using us to extend the invitation, to bring this story of gospel hope to other people. That's his heart. And so if you have that in mind, that's his heart. It's not so, evangelism then isn't so much about how to do it. Evangelism is about the why, the heart of it. Tell others about God's story of the gospel to help them respond in faith and move toward discipleship. It's bringing that story to others. That's what evangelism is. Now, honestly, God seeks to share his gift. So that's what he wants to be doing, right? So with evangelism. But honestly, we've worked through the spiritual gifts discovery. Those who have taken it out of all, everyone who's taken it, there aren't many who have the gift of evangelism. But I kind of wonder if that's not because sometimes when you were reading the questions in the assessment, that maybe you kind of talked yourself out of some of them. So, for instance, I can explain the gospel message so that it's understood. Now, if you haven't done the assessment, there's all these statements, and then you rank them. You can say very likely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat unlikely, very unlikely. You can rank them. And so maybe you see this one and you think, I can't explain the gospel. And you just immediately think, that's not me. Or, I like to develop relationships with non-Christians in order to share the gospel with them. And you think, well, I don't just go out of my way to go find non-Christians, so I must not have that one either. Or, I enjoy asking people to make a faith commitment to Jesus. That's even an awkward one for me. I mean, that's not really how we talk all the time about making a faith commitment, and so you just say very unlikely. But with all of that, I think we might be missing out on realizing God's doing a lot more work through you to bring his story of hope to others. So I invite you to ask this question. Could you tell a story of how God has been at work in your life? If we start thinking about evangelism not in the kind of typical ways, but if I just ask you, could you tell a story about how God's been at work in your life? Maybe your answer starts to change. This past Wednesday at confirmation, we asked our 7th and 8th graders to do this. We always ask our 8th graders on confirmation to write a faith story, but we're starting the year that way this year to help practice. And also partly that practices so that each week as we look at God's word, they're ready to share something about how they see connections. And so we asked them, what's a story about how God's been at work in your life? And they all came up with stories. They love to tell stories, and they could see it. They could make those connections. Here's what's happened, and here's where I see God at work. And as you tell those stories, you're telling good news of God. And that's evangelism. Evangelism means telling good news. That's good news. And that's evangelism. Or another way is, and the reason for the picture is, could you watch for how God might use you on a park bench? In Bethel language, the park bench is anything that brings us together as a chance to build relationships. On a park bench, you might sit down, somebody else sits down. It's an excuse to say, hey, enjoying the day? And maybe you get to strike up conversation. But it could be anything. It could be coffee on Sunday mornings. It could be running into somebody at the grocery store. Anything like that that helps you end up in the same place. Could you say, God, how are you going to use me at a park bench this week? Are you going to give me an opportunity to point to you and tell others about how you're at work in my life? Could you watch for those opportunities? And I think if we change the question, then our answers are different. But the problem is we still have a pretty limited idea of what evangelism is, correct? We could know God's heart, Ezekiel, seeking and saving the lost. We can see that that's God's heart, but we have a pretty limited view of what evangelism is. What's our typical, when I say, hey, do you want to go do some evangelism, what do you typically think that's going to mean that you're going to have to do? Okay, go knock on doors. What else? Roadside with a sign or something. What else? Okay, what? Yeah, more than talk. A lot of times our stereotype is we're going to have to be like in someone's face, right? What if evangelism's not that? What if it's just about telling stories about how God's at work in your life? And what if it also means that God uses you in different ways for evangelism? Now, I'll admit, I have the gift of evangelism as one of my top three gifts. But just about 10 days ago, got totally freaked out when I realized I was supposed to be doing some evangelism. Here's the story. So 10 days ago, Matt Kearney asked me to help him with a project. So Matt is an evangelist. He has the gift of evangelism. He's an evangelist. That's his ministry. His office is over in the fellowship hall. He helps us work with the Go Together churches here in Gurnee. And he was doing something called street chaplains. And deploying some people to be out on the corner right by the Lake County Courthouse. This was in relation to the recent case of the felony murder charges for the five, four teens and one adult from Chicago. So we were concerned about that, praying for everyone involved in it. But he was like, okay, we're going to deploy. And Matt does this frequently. And so when he asked me, I thought, well, yes, I'm concerned about this. And, you know, I can pray with people, sure. So I get there, Matt hands me the lanyard, we're standing out front of the courthouse, and then Matt says, well, here's what we do. As people walk by, you just ask them if they would like prayer. And that's when it dawned on me. I am so out of my comfort zone. Right, I've got the gift of evangelism. As soon as he said, okay, now go start asking people, I froze. I was like, I don't think I can do this. You know, like, there's lawyers rushing to court, right? Hey, can I pray with you? You know, and they don't even stop. Or this, I remember this one time. Can I pray with you? And she's like, you can pray. And then she kept walking, like, kind of like, if you want to. And so I was getting really scared. I was thinking, this is just not me. And I'm thinking, you know, in my pocket are my keys. And on one of those keys is the key tag that says evangelism is one of my gifts. And this is not good. This is not good. But then eventually, you know, some people did stop. And they're having a hard day. And I got to pray with them. Got to hear a little bit of their story. And then God helped me to start remembering. This was not about stopping the busy lawyer who was very skeptical and saying, do you want to believe in Jesus right now? This was being out there and saying, God, how are you going to use me today? Who do you want me to tell the story about today? Somebody comes up having a hard time. How can I point them to what God does? And it changed how I was feeling. It wasn't about trying to, you know, get in somebody's face and trying to get them to, you know, make a commitment right then. It was just saying, God, where are these people on the journey? How do you want me to help them? Could you tell a story of how God has been at work in your life? That's how he can be using us. Could I tell people God's at work in your life also? I mean, that's what I got to do, kind of say, well, I know you're scared, and let's pray. And then they say, gosh, I feel better knowing that God's with me. I'm like, there's God at work in your life. And could it be that God's giving me an opportunity to join up with them on the journey that they're on? What if we thought about evangelism not as we've got something that they've never heard about and we're just going to swoop in and deliver it? What if it is God saying, I know this person who's on a journey and I'm going to have their life intersect with you. And you get to share a little bit with them as they continue on this journey that God's got them on. We just get to join up with them for a little bit or for a longer bit on that journey. That's evangelism. That's telling the story that God has given to us. And so whether you think you have the gift of evangelism or not, it is what God has called us as a whole church to do. Whether you believe you have the gift of evangelism or not, it is God's heart that he would bring that good news to others. Whether you think you have the gift or not, I want you to pause and reflect, how has God been at work in your life? That's what we're working on in Adult Bible Study. How has God been at work in your life? And how could you just point just a little bit so that others know that God's at work also? Because that's God's heart, to come and seek and to save and to find all those who are scattered, to rescue those who are lost. All that sheep language, the shepherd coming to find them, and he's inviting us, the rest of the sheep, to go and look out for the ones behind around us and say, you know, this God, he's coming to find us, coming to rescue us, coming to save us, coming to do this great work in our lives. We're very thankful for that. God's inviting you on this journey. Amen.